Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Zayin Ra'alef by the Gemara. We just did the Mishnah. Again, this was Echle Shirim, sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Tavar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So, yesterday we had the Mishnah that we're going to talk about. We're still talking about different types of sellers and buyers. We have chenvanis and sitones and manpuls and palters, all different types of individuals and representatives of buyers and sellers. And yesterday we spoke about the Mishnah. What happens if somebody, another case where we don't know about this produce, and it's a mixture. It's a mixture of different sources of the produce, right? So he buys something from an onion that went around collecting, and he has breads from all over. He has fruits from all over. Or an onion that himself wants to be mafresh if he is a chaver. So what do you do in these cases? So the Mishnah has said that if they're prusos or pilchei tevela, right, if they're breads or parts of pressed figs, they have to be maser from each and every one, as we know, because each one of them could have come from a different house. Some of them are chayiv, some of them are pater, and you don't want to have to be mafresh min hapater alachiyav u min achiyav alapater. But the Mishnah says, by dates and dried figs, you could just put them all together, mix them up, and take a little bit from the whole mixture, because you could assume that there was an even amount of distribution, and when you take a little bit out of the mixture, so you can assume it got a little bit from everyone, a little bit from the potter, a little bit from the chayiv, and a little bit from everything, and that would be okay. And if Yehuda says, you could do that as long as there's a large amount, matanasa maruba, but if it's only a small amount, then it's not going to work so well. Therefore, you can't do this. We'll get back to that, B'ezras Hashem, why the big and the small. I mentioned it quickly at the end of yesterday's shiur. We'll get back to that again today. And then we have the second half of the Mishnah about if somebody buys from a sitone, a wholesaler, so that we'll have to see later. That's, again, if you could assume that it was all from the same source, you see it's the same container, the same, so then okay. But if not, I'm saying usually you can't, but if he says it's all from one, then you can trust him, because that's just a reality letting us know, and not a halachic. And as we said before, Amei Haaretz are believed, they're not believed about halachic issues, but we don't think they're going to lie. Just about a reality that took place, whether it got wet, as we saw earlier. But if it became Tame, that's something else. So here we go. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Padiya. Rabbi Yona b'shem Chizkiya. Ein belila ella l'yayin l'shemen belvad. Says these two Rabbanan, belila. Belila here means mixed up, mixture. When do we assume there is equal and even distribution in the mixture? That's for wine and oil, meaning liquids. By liquids, there could be even distribution, because they all mixed up. They all get mixed up together. That's what happens with liquids. Lach balach. Even blending, Rashi, the Mara Folda, v'lo davar yavish, and not by a davar yavish. But what about the Mishnah? What about according to this video, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah talks about that if you have Tvarim and Grogarus, so the Mara Folda says, umas nisan b'dema hitiru b'yavish. Remember, a lot of times we have kulas, and this was actually, we have kulas and chumras. We've said a number of times that even by Safik, even by Sfek Sfek, it would be Machmir by Demai, because it was all Niskan ala Safik. But most of the time, we had Kulas by Demai, because Rov Amayar is Ma'astrenheim, and it's all a Chumrah. So here, even if you say usually that when the even distribution only happens by liquids, by Yayin and Shemen, but in our Mishnah, we allow it even by certain solids, by Tamarim and Grogarus, because it is the kula. If you look in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara there quotes a machlokes regarding belilas yavish. Belilas yavish, right? The mafarshim here quoted on the Daf. If you look in the Rosh Sirlio, and the machlokes, the nafkamin is, what if you have some produce, you want to take off chumas and maestros, you have last year's produce and this year's produce, and you have to be ma'asi, not allowed to be ma'asi, mishana al shana. So are you allowed to just put it all together and then take off a little bit? And you could assume that you got a little bit from last year and a little bit from this year's. That's a machlokas. Whether there's yesh belila, yesh bila, or ein bila. Right? If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he quotes this. Kagosh, it is arva tfua yeshana im chadasha, ein somchin. Ain somchin, if you have tfua, if you hold this only by yain v'shemen, ain somchin lo makfar nivlala. You don't say it all got mixed up nicely. O bevada yesh mishnehem bitocha maisel afi cheshbon. There is, in this little sample that I took out, there is an amount equal to the meiser for each one. No. De'ein bila velo nivlal yafeh. No, we don't assume it mixes nicely. Veruba shala meiser v'nachadash v'manayashen. You assume he probably got more meiser from one year than the other year. Chutz miyayin v'shemen bilvad. But a liquid, we assume it's okay. De'hama'arev yayin yashen imachadash. Last year's oil with this year's oil, last year's wine with this year's wine, that's good. Toreim u'ma'aser mimenu. V'yesh b'maiser mishneim k'vicheshbon. That you assume, I'm still reading from the Rasulio here, right, that you assume came equally from each year. Why? Shadavar lach nivlal yafeh. Because liquids mix evenly and nicely together. V'yafilu nitzo gadol l'to chavis. Right, even if you're pouring something into a barrel, it still mixes. Aval yaveh shino nivchal v'eino somchen bo'al abila. Kein, pirish Rashi, Rosh Hashanah, daf yud gimel. So that's the first opinion here. Ain't be only liquids, not solids. Right, not solids. That doesn't happen. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, back to our Gemara. Ad kezesin, we take out the hay, nivlalin. If they're very small solids, up until a kezias, then it can still be mixed up. Once it's big, then we don't assume it gets mixed up evenly. But up until a kezias, we say it can be okay. Matziza pliga Rabbi Yochanan, v'tarmu grogas bolo v'notel. So we could have asked, right, the question, the Mepharshim say on the first, it's a question on both opinions. We're just asking on Rabbi Yochanan, but it could have been asked on the first opinion even more. But what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan is up until a kezias, but doesn't our Mishnah say that you could rely on this by dates and dried figs? So, and the simple pshat is that those are bigger than a kezias. So how could you rely on bila? So pata la ad kezesin. No. First answer, the Mishnah's talking about up until the size of a kezias. Mm-hmm. Up until the size of a kezias, that's what tamarim and grogaris are allowed to be nivlal v'notel. Or the other answer, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Zeira b'demai hitiru. By demai is different. Demai is mutter because the whole thing is a chomer. Kir Rabbi Yehuda. Where else do we see the idea of b'demai hitiru like Rabbi Yehuda? Ditanina, because the end of our Mishnah. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? That it makes a difference between big and small. Ditanina, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, emas habizman shabatana maruba. Abo bizman shabatana mu'atez ma'asmi kol echad ve'echad. Only if it's a lot. But if it's a little, then you have to take off from each and every one. Right? So that chiluk isn't... No, is that, would we for sure say that? That big and small, right? Very large and small. How do you measure that? It's a very subjective term. It's hard to know what big and small means. So we can say, you know, big, there's more evenly distribution. We don't know for sure exactly. So the fact that we can be mako by that distinction also reflects b'dmahi tiru, right? It's not an exact science that would be true. So just like there, we're mako though. And that's a reflection of B'demahi Tiru, so too here, B'demahi Tiru. The end of Shir yesterday, we mentioned that even though the Gemara seems to say that there is no logic here completely, and it goes in a certain direction of logic, maybe if it's bigger pieces, then it's not going to get evenly distributed, but the Radvaz did mention a Svara. And that is... when we had yesterday, halokech mina ani, v'cheda ani, shenasul l'prusos pasul b'chet v'yela ma'asim y'kolachas v'achas, u'bitvarim u'begrogas bolo hakolo ma'isar. I'm reading from the Rambam, yud dalet ches. Eimas ha'i b'zvan sha'matana meruba, ava matana mu'etes, then ma'asar mikol matana u'matana. So why do you have more kulas by matana meruba? So that's where the Radvaz says, if somebody gave you matana meruba, then there's a very good chance that they all took off ma'isras. Because it shows that they're good-hearted. It shows that they have an ediv lev. The time of Demilsa, says the Radvaz, Kima denasan matana maruba, stamo ish nedivhu, v'iser, hilkach mislakin t'mayim enasafik. Aval b'matana mu'etes, stama kilaihu. He's miserly. He does. He gives you a little bit yotze, he'll give you a little bit, because that's what he has to do. Right, v'lo iser l'ficha lo yariv hakol shem yafresh min adamai alavadai. So that's the Radvaz trying to give a little svara for the chilek of meruba and mu'etes. But again, these midos of kilai and nediv lev are midos that, you know, we have to try to work on. That's the first Rambam in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam talks about midos, and the Rambam says, Deos harbe yesh l'kol echad ve'echad mibnei adam. There are many different personality traits to every one of us. V'yesh zeh mishuna mizeh. V'rachoka mimena bioser. Very different personalities. Yesh adam shu bal chema koes tamid. Some people, very easily angered. V'yesh adam shedaitu miyusheves alav. V'eno koes klal. and other people never get angry. V'emkaz yichas ka'as ma'at b'kama shanim. Wow. Right? A little angry every couple of years. V'yesh adam shu gval lev b'yoser. Some people are very arrogant. V'yeshu shafel ruach ad ma'od. And some are very humble. V'yeshu bal taiva lo tispa nafsho mehaloch b'ta'avasa. And there are those that can never get enough. They have such a taiva, such a desire for physical enjoyments. V'yeshu tahor guf b'yoser. V'lo yisave afilu dvar ma'atim shaguf tzarech lahem. Right, so far he spoke about anger and arrogance and taiva. V'yesh bal nefesh rechava shlotis banafsho mikom amon ha'olam. Some people that can never get enough money, no matter what they have. Oev kesef lo yispa kesef. Oh, he quotes it. Kenyan shemro oev kesef lo yispa kesef. V'yesh makatzer she dayo afilu dvar maat shlo yisapik lo v'lo yudapasi kol tzarchu. And some people are very, very comfortable. They're misabik b'muat. Almost done. The Yeshu misagiv atzmo berav. The kovetz al yado veinochel pruta mishalo al betzar gadol. They starve themselves. The Yeshu ma'abed kol mamonu biyado ladaito. The aldrachim elu shar kol adeos. I gave you five examples here, says the Rambam, but this applies to all deos. Kigod maholel va'onein. V'kili v'shua. Those are os. Miserly and giving out a lot. V'achzari v'rachman v'rach levav v'amitz lev v'chol kayotze b'hen. That's the Rambam. You have many different degrees. And then halacha beis, and then you got people in the middle somewhere on the spectrum, right? We're all on the spectrum of all these midos, right? On the spectrum of money, kinna, taiva, kavod, right? Gaiva, all of them. V'yesh bin kol dea v'dea rechokam imena b'ksei achar deas beinonios zu rechokam izu v'chol adeos, and all others. And then the Rambam says, and some of them are nature and some of them are nurture. The Yesha Deos, Yesh Ben Deos, Shein La Adam Mitchilas Ber Yosel Lefi Teva Gufo. Some of them are inborn, right? Some people, there were different personalities. Basically, we have different makeup. The Yesh Ben Deos, Shetivo Shal Adam Zem Mechuvan, Vasil Kabal Osam Bimheira. Some of them are not totally inborn, but we have a natural tendency towards something more than others. V'yesh mehen she'ena l'adam mitchilas b'yaso. And some are totally no tendency el olamad osan mecherim. But I learned it from my environment. Osha nifter lehen me'atzmo l'fi machshava, or I thought about it and I made a decision. Osha shama shezua de'atova l'bo, or I heard that this is the proper thing to do. And that's where the Rambam gets into finally discussing. But the best thing to do is to find the medium, find the middle path. Haderach hayeshara hi mida beinonis. Right? Don't be too far to one side or the other side. Shebechol dea v'dea mikol dea sheyesh la'adam. V'ya dea sheyrechokim shnei aksavos. It's distant from the two extremes. Richuk shaveh. Ve'ina krova lo lazu v'lo lazu. V'lefichach tzivuch hachamim harishonim sheyadam sham deosav tamid. We should constantly be estimating and reevaluating our religious personality. Umishaerosan, umechavenosan, biderach haimsois, kidei sheyia shalem. Right? And this is very difficult. Right? Constantly. How often do we have the cheshbon nefesh? Life is so busy. When do we ever have a cheshbon nefesh? Think about it. How am I doing in my gaiva? How am I doing in my ka'as? How am I doing? Ketzad. Right? They have to, we have to say, how am I doing to ourselves? Right, many years ago, I think there was a New York mayor that kept saying, "How am I doing?" Right, that was his motto. But we have to say that to ourselves. Right, how are we doing? Ketzad lo yebal cheman ochle. He goes through all of them. The Rambam does say in the next parak that there are two midos. They have to go to an extreme. Right, by kas and gaiva, those don't get the middle path. The Lecha Mishnah has a long piece. You know, sounds like the Rambam is Soser himself. Okay, that's the deos. But you hear the different deos. That's what the Radvaz mentions here. When we talk about bila, when we talk about mixing comes up here in how evenly it is distributed. But mixing comes up, as we know, in various other halachic contexts as well. Just to mention maybe two of them. Number one is Hilchos Shabbos. Mixing and stirring. I'll focus on that. That's not dafka mixing, but stirring together. So we also know that when I stir, like here we're talking about whether things are evenly distributed, whenever I mix something together, it moves from one part of the mixture to the other part of the mixture. That is why, let's say on Shabbos, if I have something on the fire that is not fully cooked, or even if it's chalent that, let's say I do all the conditions of achzara, I take it off and it's a covered fire, but it's not fully cooked. So as I mix it, the post can point out, mixing it, what's called magus in halacha, could be violating bishul d'araisa. Because I am now mixing it, some of the barley is not fully cooked, some of them is. As I mix it, I evenly distribute it, and I mix some of the barley to the other parts, and it's cooking, being cooked from the other parts of the chalent. So one has to be extremely careful that the we paskin, machlokas Rambam Rashba, where bishul d'araisa says not only up until machlo ben drusoi, where it's edible, but up to mavushal chatzarcho, up until fully cooked. And therefore, if something is not fully cooked, then to stir it, to mix it, to make it evenly distributed, that could be a chashash bishul. Even if it is fully cooked, even if it is mavuzah called tzarcha, there is the chumra of the kolbo that's quoted by the Shulchan Aruch and by the poskim, and that is not to mix. I'm not sure if it's in the Shulchan Aruch, it's by the Nosei Kalim, not to do magus when something is on a fire itself. That's a chumra of the kolbo, and the achronim wonder why that is. Right? If something is fully cooked, why can't I stir it? Right, when it's on a flame, when a covered flame. So some say it's a gzeira mishum, not fully cooked. Either way, but that's the chumra of magus of the kolbo, that once something, we're not allowed to stir. So even if I want to, let's say, stir the chalent to make sure it doesn't burn on the bottom, even if it's fully cooked, so what we do is we take it out of the crock pot, as long as the crock pot has to be covered, if you want to put it back, and you have all the five conditions of hachazara to put it back in, and then I could stir it once it's off the fire. Again, as long as it's fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked, then the chashash is a bishul daraisa. But if it's because of this, because of our halacha, about getting it evenly distributed, and you're going to move around different parts of the mixture inside, so one has to be careful that it's fully cooked. But once if it's fully cooked, then I can mix it and then put it back onto the fire. The most famous halacha of mixtures and mixing in all of Shas is Rabbi Zeira, Rav Bila, of mixing the flour and the oil of the korban mincha. Right, that we know the Mishnah talks about it in Maseches Menachos. The halacha of Rabbi Zeira, if somebody is nodave oil and flour to the Beis HaMikdash, if you're nodave to bring it in a certain quantity, right, you're only allowed to have it in one cup, a quantity that is mixable, that blends well together. Right, if it blends well together, so then I'm able to mix it. But if it doesn't blend well together, so then I'm not able to mix it. Right, the misnadiv adam kuf gimel and menachas misnadiv adam mincha shel shishim isaron umevi bekli echad. If I have a mincha of 60 isaron, I can bring that in one kli with the oil. Im ama harei samach aleph. But if I want to bring 61 isaron, I have to bring 60 in one kli and one in the other kli. Because the oil that I put in is mixable with 60, but not with 61. It doesn't mix well. It doesn't evenly distribute, as our Gemara is talking about. And therefore, the halacha is, it has to be evenly distributed. The Gemara says, but what do you mean? We paskin that you don't even have to you don't have to mix it at all. You don't have to do bila. So the Gemara says, you're right. This is the halacha of ra'ui labila. It has to be mixable, even if you don't have to mix it. And if it's not mixable in terms of being evenly distributed, so then we would say that it is no good. But that's Rav Zeira's din of kalaroi labila ein bi'ila ma'kevesbo. Right? As long as it's mixable, it's 60-1, so then it is okay. But once it's 61, or it's 60 with the oil. 60 with the oil, but if it's 61, then we have to put it in two. Chazal used this principle often in Shas, and the Rishonim add on even more context where we use it. Let me mention one or two, and then we'll continue, and we'll see if there's any more at the end. Right? The Gemara talks about in Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet, right? There are the Lydian Kriya by Chalitza. A person has to be Ra'ui L'Kriya. Doesn't have to be the Ebbe, we don't have to say the Psukim, but an Elaim can't do it. A mute is possible, right? Maybe most well known in the Gemara Nida Samach Vav, that Chatzitza in Beis Hastarim, the water, if I go to the mikvah, the water, I don't have to leave my mouth open or my eyes open for the water to get inside because I don't have to get it wet. It only needs Ro'ui L'Bias Mayim, but I can't have a Chatzitza inside my mouth, in between my teeth. Because it needs roi l'bias mayim, even though it doesn't need actual bias mayim. So that's nida samach vav about chatzitza, and kuf dalet in Yevamos about roi l'kriya. The Gemara Nedarim talks about by shmiya by hafaras nedarim that you don't have to hear it, but the cherish can't be mefer because he's not roi l'shmiya. There are many examples in Chazal, but the Rishonim add on many other examples as well. Rishon and many other examples. There's three ritvas, at least three in Masechta Sukkah that talks about Ro'i Labila. Again, there's a lot more. We'll see if we'll go through some of them at the end if there is more time. But now let's continue. Says the Gemara now, debase Rabbi Yannai, Amri. This whole discussion that we had in the Mishnah. What is Amri B'shas HaGorin Shanu? That's where B'shas HaGorin, where we say people give out equal amounts. When the Ani went around and got from the Gorin, so then we assume people gave equally. Shakola Yenostim in Me'asa. Everybody gives 100 Sa'ah, everybody gives a lot, so that's when it's equally distributed. Bahayu Hakol Nostin Mimeya Ve'echan Michamishim. But what if that somebody gave you 100, somebody gave you 50, then if you just mix it all together, so then it's not going to be evenly distributed, because one somebody gave you 100, somebody gave you 50. So ma'asa mechamishim, so you have to make smaller piles of 50, and then 50-50-50, so then you would be able to be mafresh. Look at the ma'ara fold up. Klomar, if you go b'shas ha'goren, sha'az ha'tfuah b'ravacha, v'nostim ha'kol b'shaveh. Everybody gives equally in the silo, in the threshing floor. Al v'shalo b'shas ha'goren, she'ein kol ha'matono shavin. But if it's not at the time of the goren in the silo, when people don't give equal amounts. Sheksasa nostim matanis merubos. Ke'elu nostim imo mimeasin. Viksasa nostim matanis merubos. Ke'elu nostim mechamshin sin. People give different amounts. Ho'el ve'ena kol matana shavin ein lismoch ala balila. Because they're not getting equal, which then you could say, and when it's evenly distributed, you're good. If people are giving more or less, then even if it's evenly distributed, but there's more from one person than from another person. So it's the miser is not going to be a fair example that you take. There you're mafresh maybe from, or maybe you're taking all of it from the 100 and you're not taking any from the 50. So therefore, you just have to split it up into smaller groups. You have to split it into small samplings as big as the smallest amount that you received. So we have, continue. If everybody gave piles of 50, so one gave 40, maser mi'arbaim, you have to make piles of 40. Hayakol nosim mi'arbaim, ve'echad mishloshim, maser mishloshim. Hayakol nosim mishloshim, ve'echad mi'asrim, maser mi'asrim. You take the smallest group. Hayakol nosim mi'asrim, ve'echad mi'asara, maser mi'asara. Hayakol nosim mi'asara, ve'echad mi'echad, maser mi'kol echad ve'echad. So this is one of those. We don't have too many of these in the Yerushalmi. Sometimes in the Bavli, you'll have a couple of lines that you could read quickly, and it's a dafyomi omud that you could get through, but you don't have too many of these in Yerushalmi. But here, Yerushalmi gives many examples. Basically, the least common matana, the smallest matana that you get, so you make groups in that, and then you master from that one, just to be safe. Remember, it's demai, you're not sure, rovam eras ma'asrenheim, you're just doing it just to be safe, because you don't know, some of the suppliers might have taken, and some of the suppliers did not take. Good. Viter, alokech manasiton v'chulu. So, the end of the Mishnah said, if I buy from a wholesaler, once, twice, and then I have to assume that he's getting it from different suppliers, and therefore I have to be maser from each one, unless he tells me. Unless he tells me, it's all from the same source. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abayi, afilu ishbiach lo mikcho. I'm allowed to trust him, even if he's making his own product look good, and he's praising himself. As if I say, in chataya dezavnis minach et mol, tavyan havin. Those wheat that you sold me yesterday, I say to him, that wheat that you sold me yesterday, that was great. It was great wheat, nice and fresh, really good. Omar le, we add in, Omar le, me'inun inun. And he answers me, this is the one that you're buying now? It's the same stuff. So obviously he wants to say that because he wants to make a buck. He wants to sell. We're still allowed to trust him. If he says it's the same from the same source, we're allowed to trust him. Tani, halokech menachen vani. Now, chenvani, a different, another, a storekeeper, somebody who buys and sells more locally. And you buy from him again. Imakir hu es hachavis. If you recognize the barrel, shehihi. If you recognize that it's the same barrel that he had yesterday, we don't assume that a chenvani refills his barrels. And therefore, if you see it's the same barrel from yesterday, ma'aser mimenu. Allah. Then you could just take off the same miser, yesterday's stuff, today's stuff, because you consume it from the same barrel. Ha im eino makir osachavis lobeda. But if you don't recognize the barrel, then you're not allowed to be maaser from one to the other, because you have to assume it's different stuff. Ha da the tamer, when do we say this? Ve'ilein idasik rima. Right? When do we say this? By Ida Sekrima. What does that mean? The Mara Folda says, Shein Mochrim Koka Harbe. When it's small quantities. Vein Darken Laras Michavios Zulazu. If it's a small Mocher Chenvani, and he sells in small quantities, you don't assume he's mixing up his barrels. Baram Be'ilein Shafaya, but by larger barrels, so then, Urcha, it's the way, it's normal, Mifanatoni Lane Lagoi Lane, that he might pour from one into the other, and therefore you would not be able to trust if it's the same barrel, because maybe he poured from one barrel to another barrel, and that wouldn't be enough. Period. Interesting, it talks about here, if you recognize the barrel, you have simanim on the barrel. Are there simanim like mamish, you know that, or you recognize it, right? It sounds like, not giving, like, if this was an Aveda, you're not giving, you wouldn't be able to give simanim for this barrel. But you recognize it's the same barrel. That's called tfiyas ayin. That's called tfiyas ayin. They have a certain type of recognition. Sometimes we can notice that something is ours, even though if we wouldn't see it, that you'd ask me to describe it, I wouldn't be able to give you identifying features. But if I see it, that's the concept that brought up in Bav Metzia, in Eilam Metzias and Afchav Gimel, where the Gemara talks about returning an item. Usually, if something is lost, I only have to return it if you give me identifying features, simanim. There are different levels of simanim. There are simanim mufhakim and simanim she'ena mufhakim. Right? There are different types of very clear cut, convincing simanim and not. But then there's something less than that, or I shouldn't say less, different than that, and that's called tfiyas ayin. That's the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Gimel on Mabez and Bav Metzia. The Gemara says, where it talks about Reb Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Shita is earlier in the Mishnah. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says the end of the Mishnah, the beginning of Eilam Metzias, Kol Kli and Purya in Chayav Lahachris. Kli and Purya do not have to be announced. So you don't have to announce it. Did anybody lose it? What are Kli and Purya? The Gemara goes into Mayan Purya. Amar Vila Meshmuel. Kelim Chadashim Shlo Savatana Ayin. New Kelim that people really didn't have. So you don't announce it. You don't announce it, right? People don't recognize it. So you're not gonna get anybody who's gonna really know it. Look, Mars, 1 second. Hey, Chidami. Ida isbu simin. Does it have a simin on it? So kilo savaton ayin my havi. If it doesn't have a simin, if it has a simin, then even if somebody just bought it, they could identify it. So why don't you announce it? Ida isbu simin ki savaton ayin my havi. And if it doesn't have a simin, then even if they've had it for 5 years, you know, well, how is it gonna help that they've had it? La olam de lesbu simin. No, really, it doesn't have a simin. V'nafgamina la hadure letzurva me rabbanon b'tfiyos ha'ayin. Right, no, the nafgamina is, usually someone doesn't have a simin, you can't return it. But a Talmud Chacham has something called tfiyos ha'ayin. We trust him. We trust him, he has a higher level of trust, and therefore if he looks at it and says, yeah, that's mine, we could give it to him. So that's only if he's had it. Savatana ayin, if he's had it for a while, kim le begavayu, umadrinanle, then we'll give it back to him. Kilo savatana ayin, lo kim le begavayu, velo madrinanle. Right, if he hasn't had it for a while, then we assume he doesn't know it so well, and we don't give it back to him. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and that's Rav Yehuda's statement in the name of Shmuel, bahani tlazmili avidi rabbanan to mishani bimilayu. Right, the following three things make somebody a Talmid Chacham. Right, if they only change and lie in these three areas. Bimeseches, what's Meseches? Rashi says, if somebody says, oh, so how many Meseches do you know? You know 14 Meseches? Nah, I don't really know any Meseches. Right, so, Yesh bad yadcha Meseches ploni sidura begirsa, olav, v'yavagash sidura hilo, yomar lo lav, midas anavahi. So, a person lies about his learning. Ubipurya. Purya, machlokas rishon, what Purya means, does it mean his private life with his wife? Does it mean he could fake being drunk on Purim? Purya, right? Ube ushpiza, and ushpiza, right? If somebody, shalual ushpizo, you ask about the host, you know, where you stay, and Rashi says that you don't want, he doesn't want the host of his to get bombarded by many guests. So, these are three situations where a Talmid Chacham lies. My nafkamina, what is the statement of Yehuda Meshwal? Why do I have to know this? Amar Mazuchala, Dura Le Avitza Bitfias Ain, Aina, to return him in Aveda. If this is the only thing that he lies in, Iyadina Beda Lomashani, Elabahani Tlas, Madrina Lai, then he can give the back to him based on Tfias Ayin. b'mishani b'miliachrini. But if it lies in other areas, lo madrina lei, then you don't return it. And that's the kind of a tfius ayin. Tfius ayin, the big question in Lumdis, in the achronim, how does tfius ayin work? Is that like eid echad? What kind of ne'amonis is that? We generally difference in halacha between a Talmud Chacham and a non-Talmud Chacham. And all of a sudden here you have this unusual ne'emanus that you trust a Talmud Chacham by a Tfiyas Ayin. So that is a big discussion in the Achronim, right? The Rishonim even discuss. The Rishonim discuss why don't you, by a Stama, every Aveda, right? The halacha is an Aveda that you find doesn't have a Simen, you could just keep. Why don't you have a chiyuv to be machriz on every aveda? Maybe a Talmud Chacham lost it, and he'll come b'tfiyas ayin, and he'll recognize it b'tfiyas ayin, right? So why do you ever have something that you're allowed to keep? That's the discussion that we've shown him there. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Tosfos in Chav Gimel Chav Dalet discuss it there in Bamitzia. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Halokeach mi balabayis, v'chad v'laka min ashniya. I buy something from a balabayis. Now a private individual. We spoke about Chemvani, we spoke about Siton. Now we're talking about a private person. Right, I buy something from a balabayas, and then I buy from him again. Maaser mizel ze, I have to be maaser. Right, I have no idea. He's not maaretz. Maaser mizel ze, afilu mishtei kupos, afilu mishtei ayaros. Even if it's, I'm sorry, maaser mizel ze, I'm allowed to be maaser from one to the other because either this guy is trustworthy or he's not trustworthy. I don't assume he changed behaviors. Even if it's from two sources or he's getting produce from two different cities where he has fields, still, I'm allowed to assume everything of this guy is either good or no good. But what if you have a balabayas that's not selling from his home, like the first case was, but he's in the market? If the only thing that this guy sells in the marketplace is stuff that his own workers bring him from his gardens, so then you could take one, because it's all his. Umiginos acheros, but if they bring him stuff from other gardens, then you have to be maaser from each one, because you don't know the source of all of this produce. Okay, we'll stop here. As we continue, two more daf, three more daf, to this perek, the fifth perek here in the Seches Demai.